Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there. I'm Mary Eileen Williams at Feisty Side of 50 Radio, and this show is a celebration of baby boomers who are embracing life as we grow older. Yet if we want to continue to celebrate our lives, we have to monitor our outlook on aging and our general well-being. And our guest today is an expert on helping us do just that. Jennifer Mrozek-Sukalo is the author of Claim Your Swagger, and this is a book that guides readers to pull themselves out of negative ruts and limiting beliefs caused by the numerous challenges life can bring, and as seniors, we do encounter our share of those. But Jennifer has coached over 50,000 high-performing individuals at various Fortune 500 companies and helped them to transform their lives through science-backed behavior-based exercises. So I am 100% sure she can help us seniors with whatever issues we might be dealing with. I am welcoming her back to the show for the second time, and I'm thrilled to do so. So hi there, Jennifer.
Hi there. I'm so excited to be back with you and your audience.
Well, believe me, your messages, we had a chance to chat before we went on air. I think your messages is at least important for us seniors as it is for those high-performing individuals at various Fortune 500 companies, because we, my friend, have a few challenges in life. But I want to begin by...
We all do.
I do want to begin by congratulating you once again. Your book is such an all-encompassing, and it's an important resource, again, for all segments of society. So you must be both proud and happy with the success you've been dealing with so far.
I couldn't be happier. I am so thrilled. And the thing that I'm just working on now is I've been so humbled by how this book has really resonated with people and how it's touched people. And I've had people reach out to me and tell me how impactful it's been for them. And that is, I think, the best gift that anybody could give me, because when, as a writer, you put your work out into the world, but you have no idea how people are really going to resonate with it until you hear from them. And when I do, it's just, it warms my heart, because that's exactly how I hoped people would respond to it. And now I'm just trying to get it into as many hands as possible so that I can have a positive impact on as many people as possible.
Well, and that's got to be not only gratifying you as the author, but also for the readers. And like I said, I think your book touches people in all segments of society, but I'm very happy and excited that you've come back on this show to address us older folks. But before we get into the details and all the good stuff, well, this is good too, but for those who may have missed the first interview we had, let's get back to basics. And you please start out by telling us a little bit about what swagger means and what the title refers to.
Yes, absolutely. So swagger, I like to say that swagger is not just a word, it's a lifestyle, and it's something that must be worked on and practiced daily. And I define it very differently than the dictionary does. So the way I describe swagger and is very, if you were, let's say, at a restaurant and you saw somebody walk into the room and they just lit the room up, and it wasn't necessarily because they were the most attractive person on the planet. It was something about them. There was an energy about them. You could see their self-confidence and self-assuredness. They were comfortable in their own skin. And if the waiter were passing by, you would tap them on the shoulder and say, excuse me, can I have whatever they're having, please? Because I'd really like some of that. And that's what I mean by swagger. And swagger in the book is an acronym, and the acronym stands for self-worth, appreciation for your strengths and limitations, gratitude for how your life experiences have shaped who you are, grounded in your core values, empowered to overcome self-limiting beliefs, and renewed through a greater focus on your passion and purpose. And when you do that work, when you figure those things out and identify who you are and what makes you unique and extraordinary, that's when you claim your swagger. And that's when you become the person that lights up the room.
Wow, I'm ready for that, Jennifer. I am ready for that. Well, and I do not want to denigrate aging, because I think in so many ways aging is a very positive and this time, and I'm in my 70s, and, you know, 60s, 70s, 80s, and beyond can be an extraordinary time in our lives, and we can still light up rooms. But the self-worth piece I kind of like to focus on today, because a lot of us, you know, we look in the mirror, you know, you got the wrinkles, you got that, and, you know, you can deal with that. But it takes some courage, like Betty Davis said,
yes.
Ages of growing older isn't for sissies. So that part of it. But there's also the response sometimes that, especially I would say in the United States, you know, that kind of you've got enough wrinkles and then you're kind of not that person who might be as accepted or your ideas thought of as highly as when you
right.
were younger. So let's talk a little bit about self-worth and how some of the ways that we can really focus on bringing that back into our lives and maintaining that.
So there's a couple things that I talk about, especially as it relates to when we get to a certain point in our lives and when we retire, which is a new chapter. I don't even like to use the word retirement. I like to use the phrase next chapter. This is just the next chapter in your life. But what I find that happens a lot, and this takes a toll on the self-worth, we've been conditioned over time to connect our worth and who we are to what we do. When we're younger, we might say, hi, I'm five, you know, I'm Jennifer and I'm 5 years old. Or I might then say as I get older, I'm Jennifer and I go to such and such school, or I play this position in sports. And then as we mature even more, we start to connect it to the role we have, the position we hold, or the company we work for. But when that goes away and we've connected who we are and our value and our worth to what we've done, what happens when it's no longer there? We no longer have an idea of who we are. We have to reframe it. And so what I try and help people do is first and foremost disconnect who you are from what you do and recognize that you are born worthy. Our worth is innate. There are no qualifiers needed. And when it relates to how other people see us, this is another key thing that I really like to get across to people. The power that other people have over us is only because we give it to them. So if we put value on other people's opinions, then we're giving them the power to make us feel certain ways and certain ways about ourselves. So if we allow them to, then we start to feel poorly about ourselves and our self-worth. But if we start to recognize and truly embrace this concept that I'm worthy simply because I exist, because I'm here, because I'm me, then you, my friend, have no power over me because I don't care what you think. And when we stop caring what other people think, they no longer have power over us. And they can't impact our self-worth because it's intact.
Wow, I got truth chills, goosebumps up the back of my neck. And I have to say, and I mentioned this last time too, you have a wonderful self-worth assessment in the book. And I thought, oh,
yes.
You know, I'm pretty worthy. But I was in for a bit of a surprise on some of those responses, because one of the gifts of aging, I think, maybe especially for women, is the fact that we don't care quite as much as we used to about
right.
pleasing others. But there's still quite a bit of that in there. And I also am going to refer to Carl Jung, a quote that you put in the book, "The privilege of a lifetime is to become who we truly are." What a lovely thought.
No, it is. And that's the thing that I think we have to truly embrace. Two things in particular. One, it's a privilege, so we do not regret getting older. It's a privilege denied to many. So we have to look at the fact that we are still here as a privilege, and it's a privilege to be who we are. We are unique. We are extraordinary, just like our fingerprint. There is nobody else like us. We are truly amazing, just the way we are, and it is a privilege to be us. And when we believe that, when we embrace that and live that, other people will see it. And that is also when we sometimes think we're invisible. I guarantee you, if you're believing that and living that, you are not invisible because your light is shining for all the world to see.
Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful. And I want our listeners to know, too, this is not a passive read. You have us do our homework, which I love, because then when you do something like that, when you commit, then you really make substantial changes in your life. So we did talk a little bit about this before, but will you briefly go over P to the power of three?
Absolutely. So P to the power of three is patience, practice, perseverance. And it is a cornerstone and a foundation of the book. And the reason being, because what we're talking about in the book and the concept of claiming your swagger, you're going to be making some mindset shifts. You're going to be shifting behavioral patterns and habits that you formed over years in your life. And that takes time. It's taken time to become who we are. And in order for us to really embrace becoming the best version of ourselves, that's going to take some time, and we have to be patient and have a little grace with ourselves. We have to be willing to do the work. We can't be good or great at anything without practice. We have to really be focused and intentional about practicing the new behaviors, the new ways of thinking, until they become our new way of life and our new habits. And we have to persevere. The only failure will, only time failure will happen is if you give up. You will succeed if you keep going.
And why not have a great, new, positive, grateful outlook for the next chapter? I mean, really, and it, but it does take intention. It does take focus, and it does take some work.
No, I couldn't agree more. And you bring up this whole concept of gratitude and being grateful and appreciative of the fact that we get this chance. I think what people forget is life is happening for us, not to us. And we hold the pen. We get to write what happens in that next chapter. Nobody's dictating it to us. That's for us to decide. And when you sit there, you go, oh my gosh, that's pretty exciting. That's amazing. I get to choose what this next chapter looks like.
Wow. Well, there are so many rich and exciting and really rewarding exercises in the book and points that you bring up. I'd like to mention two right now, in addition to what we've already talked about. And this was particularly meaningful to me, and I think to a lot of people who are somewhat older, the whole idea around kintsugi. So please repeat that, because we did talk a little bit about that last time, but I think it's so important. I'd love to discuss it again.
Absolutely. So the first G in the Swagger acronym is gratitude for your life experiences and how they've helped shape who you are. And in doing the research for that, I came across this Japanese concept called kintsugi of being able to take pottery that's been shattered into pieces and put it back together. And then they actually fill the cracks with gold. And so now these pieces of pottery that were once broken and useless have become priceless works of art. And just like the pottery that's been put back together, no piece of pottery shatters in the same way. So everyone is unique and different. And that's the same for us. Our life experiences, no one has the exact same life experiences as you do. And sometimes life can shatter you into a million pieces. And we can be put back together. And instead of using gold to fill, we use gratitude. Gratitude becomes our gold. And when we can start to look at these life experiences and find the learning, the growth, and development, and how it helped really shape this wonderful, amazing person we've become, then we can celebrate our scars, and we become a priceless work of art that should be shown to the world, not hidden away.
Well, and those cracks, like you say, they're real. Those are the growth experiences. When things go on fine, yeah. You know, you're happy and all that, but sometimes we forget to be grateful. But if you go through a really difficult experience and you get through it and you've learned and grown from it, it does become gold in those cracks. I mean, we can feel gratitude. So I really love that part. And before time's running out, but before we have to go, I want to talk about the chapter you've got entitled Being Renewed Through Your Passion and Purpose. Because that's so important to aging gratefully and gracefully.
I couldn't agree more. And I think I look back to this, and I use this example in the book, actually. If you remember the movie City Slickers, and Billy Crystal's character has gone through life, and he's just like kind of just surviving, basically. But he goes on this journey, this cattle drive, and he meets somebody that helps him identify his one thing. Right. And the one thing is really all about purpose. It's your why. And when we find what it is that drives us, what it is that causes us to get up every single day, the why we exist, and people make such a big deal, oh, well, you know, I can't cure, you know, world hunger, so what do I have to offer? No, purpose is about how do we give of ourselves in service of others where we get to make a contribution and add value to the world that fills us up in the process. It's connected very closely to our passions, the things that we love, the things that we're passionate about doing. And when we can find how we can use what we have, our talents, our strengths, when we tap into and are aligned with our core values and live our passions in service of others, that is a purpose. And a purpose creates satisfaction and fulfillment in life. Just because we get older doesn't mean we don't have anything to contribute. In fact, the experiences we've been through are incredibly valuable. How do we share those with others? How do we help others by helping them learn about and learn from us? Purpose is incredibly important and can add so much to people's lives. And I give you a formula and a recipe to be able to identify and discover yours.
Wow, Jennifer, well, talk about learn from others. I have learned so much from you. I so appreciate you taking the time to do this. I also want to mention before we have to close, you have a fabulous website. I love the name. So please tell our listeners where they can go to find out more about you, your work. Take the assessment and get their own copy of Claim Your Swagger.
Absolutely. They can go to swaggeru.com. That's swagger, the letter U, as in short for Swagger University. So swaggeru.com. There is a swagger assessment on the website. They can click on and find places to buy the book. They can contact me. They can reach out through the website, and I can get back in touch with them if they want to learn more about things. They can also find me on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn as well. So I so thank you for allowing me to join you and to share some of this message with your listeners.
Well, it is such an important message, and it's uplifting and inspiring. And I think, again, especially as we get a little older, this is exactly what we need. We'll do our three Ps. We'll follow your guide and, I know, live long, healthy lives. So, Jennifer, thanks so much. I really appreciate your time, your enthusiasm, your knowledge, and, of course, this fabulous book, Claim Your Swagger.
Thank you so much for having me join you today.
Yes, well, and for you listeners out there, please check out Jennifer's website, Swaggeroo. I just love that name. And her book, Claim Your Swagger. You're going to find a wealth of highly readable information. You write like you're talking to your best friend. I love that. Lots of motivation and the keys you'll need to fully embrace life on the feisty side of 50. So until next time, this is Mary Eileen Williams at Feisty Side of 50 Radio, saying I'll catch you later. Bye-bye.